Hey everyone, my name is Rhianne Benson and welcome to my very first podcast. Over the next 12 podcasts, I'm going to be talking about the songs on my new album, Hands Clean, and just talking about what the songs mean to me, how they came about, the arranging and writing process for the songs, and just hopefully give you a bit of insight into where Hands Clean came from. I'm going to start this process sort of back to front. The song that we're going to start with is a classic called Sign Your Name, one of the most beautiful love songs ever recorded. And I started writing for Hands Clean by doing a cover of this song. I thought it would be a nice, gentle, easy way to break into the new sound on the album. And with me today is Carlos Edwards.
Hi.
Carlos has played a really big role on this album in terms of co-writing. And this particular song you produced.
I did indeed, yes.
You played guitar.
Yeah.
You played everything.
Percussion, drums, and yeah, nearly everything.
Yeah. But no, I remember very well coming down to your studio in Walthamstow, and we, the first tab at this song, we decided to sort of go with the original melody.
I remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah. I've got a version of that. Right. It sounds like the original, but with you sing it. I mean, we kind of went with the same chord structure on that.
Yeah. But it wasn't working, was it?
No,
it was like,
There was nothing special about it.
No,
it was...
I kind of wanted to hear Terence Trent D'Arby's version again.
Yeah,
that was what it was. And so I think we took ourselves off to get some red wine. And then came back and just decided to try a whole different thing.
Yeah, I remember you asked me to start playing some chords, and
yeah.
I started playing.
Uh-huh.
And then you started singing,
yeah.
You know. And I was like, wow, this works.
Yeah. That was really, really very beautiful the way it came about. We took it, it sounds like a completely different song.
Yes.
And you know what? I'm going to just play a little bit of the instrumental. You came up with this beautiful pizzicato string bit. Which is lovely. And I think it just took it somewhere else completely. Terence's version, which is just a classic song. It's a very haunting quality to it. And I think in our version, we kind of made it a lush,
yes.
Lovely song where, you know, it was almost magical as opposed to just a different take on it, really. Then when we recorded in the final version, we got Pino Palladino in.
We did indeed.
He was just vibing.
Yeah.
Always killed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun arranging the background vocals for this, because both you and I are mad on our harmonies.
Yes, absolutely.
It's like I do one line, and then you suggest another that goes on there too, and then we just build from there. So there's sort of several counter harmonies working together to make the chorus, just kind of like a collection of hooks all building on each other. And obviously with the central line, Sign Your Name across my heart, that melody going through the middle. I haven't done this one live yet.
We should, though. That sounds pretty good, though. Yeah, this worked live as well.
Yeah. Do you remember where you were the first time you heard this song?
No, I don't.
A lot of these classic songs bring back memories for me, and I think for me it was being on holiday in Wales with my family as a kid, and seeing the video for this and thinking, oh my gosh, he's so cool, this song is just so amazing, who's he talking about? It sounds like a deep love, and I hope one day I feel that kind of deep love. And that's the sometimes it's just lyrics that draw you to the song.
It's true.
And for me, that's what this was about, and starting point for us to come on the rest of Hands Clean. So, with no further delay, this is Sign Your Name.
eyes on you. We started out as friends, but the thought of you just keeps me in. The symptoms are so deep, it is much too